It is that time to talk about what is hot and happening in the community. And last night, fans, football players alike were devastated. Buffalo Bills 24-year-old safety DeMar Hamlin in critical condition after a cardiac arrest on the field. So we have to tune into somebody who can give us some insight as we discuss cardiac arrest. On the line, cardiologist Dr. Abib with Advent Health. How you doing today, Doc?
Good, good. How are you guys doing?
We are doing well in the midst of this. Just such shocking news. First of all, Dr. Abib, cardiac arrest. Hundreds of thousands occur each year. What do we need to know about it? And is there a difference between cardiac arrest and heart attack?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So as you mentioned, there's probably over 350,000 cases of cardiac arrest that happen every year here in the United States. So that's a big number. And we have a big opportunity to help lives, save lives by making sure that we know what to do in those critical mm-hmm. situations. And there is a big difference between cardiac arrest and heart attack. So with cardiac arrest, it's usually a electrical problem in the heart. So the heart either loses a pulse or it goes into a really bad rhythm that's not compatible with life, mm-hmm. and it needs to be treated immediately. With heart attack, time is of the essence as well, but that's more of a problem with the plumbing of the heart, if you will. It usually has to do more with blood flow and you know, opening those blockages in a timely fashion is very important.
So let me make sure I have this straight, Dr. B, because I'm thinking about you explaining the difference between cardiac arrest, which can come on suddenly, and heart attack. Is a heart attack more along the lines of you've had some health issues and it's led up to this point?
That's correct. So a lot of times with heart attacks, we think of, you know, patients who have a lot of risk factors. So if they have high cholesterol, high blood pressure, if they're diabetic, you know, especially mm-hmm. if they're smokers. You know, those are patients that are more likely to have heart attacks. And, you know, they sometimes present with classic features like chest pain, where they describe, you know, a big heaviness on their chest. They can have sweating, shortness of breath. But it's also important to know that sometimes a heart attack can actually lead to cardiac arrest, where the heart can actually go into a really bad rhythm that needs to be resuscitated immediately. And that's why it's very important to identify some of these symptoms and seek medical care in a very timely fashion and not delay things if possible. You know, with the football player yesterday, Mr. Hamlin, he was in a way in the best place possible. There were a lot of medical professionals around and they were able to tend to him almost immediately.
Mm-hmm. So that speaks to me because as a person, you know, you're around people, your family gatherings, you could be anywhere and someone you love or just a stranger could go in a cardiac arrest. How important is it, Dr. Abib, that we learn how to respond, including CPR?
You're absolutely correct. You know, actually, probably most of the time cardiac arrest happens outside the hospital. I read a statistic where it says about 70% of the time it happens in a patient's home. And so if there are bystanders around that know what to do in a timely fashion, that improves survival quite a bit. And you know, if you're able to administer CPR immediately, if there is an AED available and a bystander knows how to, you know, operate an AED, you can save a patient's life. It usually takes about 8 to 12 minutes on average to get a medical professional to come after calling 911. But each minute that goes by, the chances of survival decreases by about 10%. So if you think about it, if you wait 8 minutes until someone's able to perform CPR, that's a decrease in about 80% survival.
Wow. So I saw a term, Dr. Abib, on Twitter last night. You know, I'm not a medical professional. I don't even know if I'm pronouncing it correctly. Is it commotio-cordis? They were talking about possibly, we don't know the diagnosis of Hamlin just yet, a disruption of heart rhythm due to a direct blow to the chest. Can you touch on that a little bit?
Right. Yeah, so obviously we don't want to speculate what happened. There are a lot of different things that could happen with the blunt force on the chest. And sometimes people can have a lot of different underlying diseases that maybe are not even detected that can cause sudden cardiac death with activity like what we witnessed yesterday. Yeah. But what you're talking about is a blunt force that occurred at a specific time during the cardiac cycle, and what happens is that sometimes stimulates the heart to go into a really bad rhythm called ventricular fibrillation. And as we saw yesterday, Mr. Hamlin collapsed to the ground and required CPR immediately. And usually that's what you really want to do, is provide that CPR and resuscitate that rhythm with a shock if possible, as soon as possible. And that provides the best chances of survival.
Now, one last question, because he is so young, 24 years old, obviously a healthy athlete. Does age factor into cardiac arrest, and to what degree, if so?
It does. But unfortunately, there are a lot of different types of genetic predispositions that can allow you to or cause cause a higher chance of developing cardiac arrest. There are certain what we call electrical factors that tend to increase your chances of having cardiac arrest. And unfortunately, the only way to screen for that is to undergo testing.
Okay.
I'm sure Mr. Hamlin has a lot of good cardiologists at the University of Cincinnati right now who are looking into all those things. And if it does turn out that he has some sort of underlying genetic predisposition, I'm sure that they're going to want to screen his family members that they're aware of that as well.
Well, we thank you for the information. Of course, we pray he has a great recovery. And of course, if you want to learn more about CPR, go to redcross.org. And we have to thank our friends at American Heart Association, who's been such a help connecting us. Go to heart.org to know your risk. And thank you, doctor, for talking to our audience and for all you do, because we want to make sure that we are as knowledgeable as possible when it comes to cardiac arrest and heart attack.
Of course. Thank you.